Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Yes, Lily, it's me again, Julie, from Eminence.
Oh, hi.
I'm just with Dice a few minutes ago. Let me do the three-way calling now, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Come on.
Sure.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
There you go, Lily. Thais is on the other line already.
How are you?
She's asking about... Go ahead. Yep.
Hello, Lily. Thais. I'm good. How are you? I have a question. I have not been paying attention until my accountant did all of our taxes. And when we started the program with Local Splash, you guys were supposed to charge 20% out of all the ads that we run, correct?
Yes.
25, and then we lowered to 20%. Yeah, 25, yes.
So.
And $199 per month. So I've been noticing for the past year, which it's my fault, I should have noticed this sooner.
Okay.
That you guys are charging not $199, you guys started charging $499.
Okay, let me check that.
So
for the last year is what you're saying, right? So let me see.
The entire, yes, the last time you guys, I believe I was checking month to month.
Okay.
The last time you guys charged was like the 2024, sometime in October, you guys charged $199. And then all of a sudden, I started noticing on the account, which my accountant showed me, $100 charges. Now, Julie was trying to explain to me how you charge for running the Google. You charge $300 to run the Google ads. Is that what it is?
Yes, but it should have started when I added the product because it is a minimum of $300 per month for Google ads. As I explained to her, we can always set it up, you know, like pay as you go if you want, because you are a bigger budget than $300. You started with when we added them with me.
Right.
So
it's not, that's not the case, Lily. That's not the case because if you look in our monthly payment.
Uh-huh.
We started at $199, which was like the basics, and we did run some campaigns, but then we stopped for almost a year with Google Ads. We just started, and every time we see you guys go ahead and take the full budget out of the account at once,
Okay. But
you guys are still charging us, like you deducted the $2,500 budget from my account. And also $499. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's wrong. And when I ask my accountant, he's like, they've been charging you $499 for the past 2 years.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, let me check into that because, yes, as far as what I know is when we added that $2,500, it does turn into a monthly budget of a minimum of $300, right? But that's something we can adjust. Although, looking back, I'd have to check why we were charging you that. So let me just see what's going on. I see that the last time you paid $199 was back on July of 2024. Okay. So and then after that, you started paying $499 on August of 2024. So let me check what happened there. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
I can confirm that you were charged initially the $300 for Google Ads on August 26th of 2024. Let me see who put that on there. One moment.
Right. We didn't have any Google Ads then, so...
Yeah, I see the charges for them then. So I'm wondering why. Let me see.
They just kept charging the account. because we had no Google Ads running until we decided to start running them again.
Yeah.
And they just kept charging our account. So therefore, we're going to need the reimbursement for all the extra $300 you guys been charging.
Yeah, let me check
the month
what happened.
That we had no Google Ads running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me check what happened there exactly, because I want to see how they were added to the account. Just a second. They were added on August. Okay. I'm just going to place you on a very brief hold here, Tyce. I'll be right back on the line with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. One moment.
Mm-hmm. Isaac, Mom, we're gonna make Tina. Ana Júlia!
Como estás?
Yes, Julie.
I think Lily wants to know as well if we can already remove the bathroom category in the Google campaign.
Well, yeah, it's not doing any difference, is it? Is it doing any difference if we remove it or not? They're not advertising it, is it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think they need some, we need a license for it.
Yeah, I'll talk to her, Julie, because
another thing, I also asked Lily why we don't have incoming calls from Google Guarantee Lead for the past 2 days. She said that it was paused for some reason, and I asked if it has something to do with the bathroom license or whatnot. But she said that it has nothing to do with it, and she's going to speak to Ivan about it as well today, guys, to get it fixed.
It was paused, right? I told you every time the calls stop completely because something's wrong with Google Guarantee.
I also noticed, guys, when Lily first called me, I am with my phone the entire time. I'm actually on my phone, but suddenly I receive a notification that I had an incoming call from them, but it went straight to voicemail. That's why I asked Lily to do a test call again.
Okay, you're going to have to do that test call with her, and you have to call RingCentral to make sure that they're...
Yes, and it worked, guys, when we did the second call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. What else? I also scheduled the meeting for tomorrow, guys, 6 p.m. I already informed. No, Friday, 6 p.m. That I told her that you requested the meeting for 6 p.m. That's still the case, right?
Okay, thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm here, Lily.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry it took so long. Okay, so I see when it was added back in July of 2024. I don't have details as far as why they were added, but I do see that we added them back on the 26th of July. It was a $300 charge for Google Ads besides the $200 charge that same day for Facebook ads, and then your SEO, local SEO, was for $199. So I'll have to get, I'm trying to dig through this, but I need to have management review the details to see exactly what happened, and then I'll have a much better response for you, Tyce. So I'm really sorry for all this confusion.
That's
but I want to get it cleared up.
No, that's fine. Lily, here's the thing. We're going to go over real quick because I have to go back. I need to know because they did charge the $199 SEO and the $300 Google Ads. I remember when I added that. But we stopped that. We stopped that at, when did we stop it? Can you check for me, please? When we started and when we stopped it? I have it written down here, but I'm not with my computer.
Gotcha. I see that it was added initially in July of 2024, but I don't see when it stopped. That's what I'm trying to dig. Like, why was it added and, you know, what happened? Unless you can recall a date, but that's what I'll be finding out today. I'm going to dig and see what happened.
I think October. It was either October or November is when we stopped the Google ads.
Because when you started running a Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you started running Google Ads this time, it wasn't on, was it?
No,
it wasn't.
My understanding was that it was not. Correct. We needed to add the product to your
right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we had no Google Ads since November 2024. And they just kept on charging us for Google Ads, even though we had no Google Ads going on.
I see. Yeah, that's what I'm going to...
Since November of 2024...
November is what you're saying. Okay, so let me get
since
that.
November of, yeah, I looked in here. Since November of 2024, that's when we stopped our Google Ads with you guys. We just wanted to do Google Verified, guarantee back then. And
gotcha.
They just kept on charging the $300 for Google Ads monthly. So
okay. We're
working on getting a reimbursement from that, the $300, until...
when we started now this year again.
Okay, and then let me ask you, in November of 2024, you said you stopped the ads. Do you recall how you stopped them? Was that like via a call or an email?
I talked to Bonnie. Bonnie was the one handling our account. Bonnie was the one handling our account, and she's the one that we spoke to, and she worked on everything for us back then. So we did stop the Google Ads on November, and we just started now with you, Google Ads again. Because
till
then it was only supposed to be Google Guarantee. So from November of 2024 until we started again this year,
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to be charged the extra $300.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Because, see, when we do Google Ads back then, they charge us $300 with the $199 for the Google Ads. Right? And then we stopped. And then this time what we did is we put a budget of $2,500 on Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys still charged us the $300 again.
Yeah, that's automatic. That's what I wanted to explain. I don't remember. I mean, I don't know if you remember having that conversation with me, but with Google Ads, it's always a $300 minimum per month for the first few months. So when even if you have the $2,500,
but even if you deducted the $2,500. They're still going to charge the $300, right?
Yeah, it's automatic because of the way it's set up. But I was explaining to Julie, after the first couple of months, you can decrease it all the way down to either $100 per month, or you can pay as you go, which is ideal in your case because you have a much higher budget than the $300. So that's something that we can discuss. But that is automatically added, even though you added the $2,000.
Okay, so the $300 that is added is counting towards the ads. It's not counting towards the money that we have deposited into Google Ads.
Exactly. It's going towards the campaign itself, the Google Ads. So it's increasing your budget, in other words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's eating our $2,500 besides? So we're running the $300 and then whatever is extra over the $300 is coming out of the budget that we have in the account. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And right now you still have over $1,700 left. So you still have a lot of budget available.
Okay, that's fine. Understood that. So let's go ahead and, Lily, I need an answer this week for the reimbursement for when we were not running a campaign until we started again. Okay, because, it's $300 for almost a whole year. We're talking about here. Another thing, I understand about the Google Guarantee verification. They didn't approve the license. You can go ahead and remove the bathroom remodeling only for the campaign.
Okay.
But the campaign is paused for some reason. We need to make sure we get that running.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's already being enabled as we speak. But yes, I would suggest removing that category if we don't have the license, just to keep that from happening. It look like it has anything to do with the reason why it was paused, but either way, I'm going to keep an eye on the account and make sure it stays enabled. But we'll remove that category right now as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we just submitted a payment for you guys for that for Google Verified. $3,000 worth of payment. So it shouldn't be paused for non-payment. So we need to make sure that we need to make sure because 2 days without a call really hurts our business. We need to make sure that Google Verified is running full speed and that we are on the highest budget as always.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to make sure that we check it manually daily. Yeah, just to make sure that, you know, if in case our system's not catching something, I'll make sure to check it manually for you here every day. But yeah, it has nothing to do with the budget. There's, you know, your payment did go through and, so everything should be good. But I'll keep an eye on that myself every day here, guys.
Okay, yes. And, I need an update today as far as the reimbursement for the extra $300.
I don't think I will.
For the time being.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I don't think I'll be able to provide you an answer today because management will have to review the entire account going back a couple years. But if you can allow me until Friday, I'll try my hardest to have an answer by then for the meeting that we have scheduled on Friday.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll give it till Friday, Julie. I mean, Lily, thank you so much for reaching out. Julie, you have any questions?
No more, guys. We're able to
speak
to Lily this morning.
Okay.
And as far as the disputes go, are you up to date?
Yes, we're able to discuss it as well, guys. And they're already in progress. And Lily already explained to me, it's not taking so long. When they tag it as in progress, it means that they've already submitted the dispute. To the Google ad, and they're just waiting for to credit back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. Let's keep that updated weekly if possible. But I'll talk to you on Friday about the extra $300 charge. Lily, we'll go from there.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Your call. I appreciate
you so much.
Have a day.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lily, please prioritize getting Google Verified working right away.
Oh, yeah. I'm on that as we speak.
We need that figured out as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on that as we speak. So I'll make sure that campaign is enabled right
awesome.
Now. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you,
Lily.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
The caller has disconnected.